last week we discussed her testimony that she was a nida, and then she gave an amasla, and we tried to explain the difference between her giving an amasla and a case where the father said that he received kedushin for his bas ketana, and then the father wants to give an amasla. Today I want to raise the question, when is she believed to say that she's tahora? When is she not believed to say she's tahora? And we'll begin with the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph in Masechta Ksubos. V'eli yotzos shelo b'ksuba ha'overes al das Moshe v'Yehudis. Ezi al das Moshe machiloso she'eno me'usar v'shamashto nida v'lo kotza lo chala v'noderes v'eno me'kayemes. Ezi das Yehudis yotzo v'rosha perua, etc. So amongst the cases that we want to focus our attention on, where an Isha loses her ksuba, are the following two cases. Number one, she feeds her husband Tevel, which is an Isser Chamur. And number two, Meshamashto Nida, which of course is an Isser Karis. The Gemara asks, Machiloso She'eno mu'usar hechidami. What's exactly the case? Idi yada, if he himself was aware of the fact that it's tevel, then nifrosh, he should be porish. In other words, she's not really being machshel him and therefore forfeit her rights to ksuba. He was machshel himself. V'ida lo yada, if he doesn't know that it's tevel, is mina yada. Why are we accusing her of feeding him tevel? Who says that she fed him tevel? Lo tzricha, what's the case? Ti amra le, she said to her husband, ploni kohen tikein li asakri, so and so was Mafris Trumas and Maestris, the Azil Shile, and they went and they asked that Ploni that she that she spelled out, the Ishtakach Shikra, and we find out that she was lying. So she predicated her Heter on Ploni, and that Ploni denies it. And therefore we know that she was lying, and what she was Machil, her husband, was Tevel. That's called Overes Aldas Moshe. Mishamash to Nida, very similar, Shakel Vitari Echidomi. Idi Yoda, but if he knew she was a Nida, Nifrosh, he's as guilty as she is. He can't say that she was Machshel him. The Idolo Yoda. And if he didn't know that she was a Nida, and she's claiming that she's Tahora, that's what she told him, and he relied upon her. Nismachi Luye. Why shouldn't we rely on her word? Basically, the Gemara is asking, how do we know that she was Meshamash to Nida? If she claims that she was Tahora, well, she's believed the Safra La, Eidech and Envisurit. And the Gemara answers, so the Gemara now quotes the Memra of Rab Chinina, that she's believed to say that she's Tahora. Lo tzricha, the Gemara says, what's the case? Why is she overes aldas Moshe? How do we know that she was mishamashto nida? Di amro le, she said to him, ploni chacham, tir li asadam. Such and such a chacham, paskind, that I'm tahora. Azil shayle, we went and we asked him, vishtakach shikra, we found out that she was lying. So the main thrust of our discussion today is going to be the second paragraph in the Rosh, and that's Sugya Perkah Madir. But I would like to touch on the first paragraph in the Rosh as well, because I find that fascinating in and of itself. The Rush points out that he doesn't understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hechi dami idi yada." If he knew that this was Tevel or that she was a Nida, Nifrosh. As if to say that he's as guilty as she is. So the Rosh asks in the second paragraph, in Tomar, in Vade Yoda, why does Gemara have a problem here in assuming that he knew that this was Tevel? Upiresh. Aval hi haisa rotza lahachilo. She wanted to be machshel him in an Isur Tevel. Shelo haisa svura shehu yodea. She had no idea that he was aware of the fact that it was Tevel. What difference it make whether he was Poresh or he wasn't Poresh? Even if I assume he was Poresh, so he didn't eat the Tevel. But the very fact that she wanted and tried to be machshelim in Tevel, that itself should be cause for her to lose her ksuba. Maybe today she wasn't machshelim, but tomorrow she'll be machshelim. Hilkach yotzia below ksuba, he should give her a get without a ksuba, ki tachiletu pamacheres kshlo yoda. Maybe this time she didn't succeed, but next time she will succeed. V'ein lomar didiek midiktoni machilosa. Maybe the Gemara was stuck on the word machilosa. That sounds like she actually fed it to him and he ate it. Demasha shekvar ochal. Ubi boile heich noda shechiloso. He ate it, and now we have to figure out, how do we clarify and establish beyond the shadow of doubt that she fed him Tevel? Mikomakom kasha, so he has a kasha from the later part of the Mishnah where the Mishnah doesn't mention machiloso. V'yesh lomar, if she tried and did not succeed, he did not eat the tevel, she doesn't forfeit the ksuba. The Rosh now is chozer both from the premise of his kasha, of his havamina, that the very fact that she tried to trip him up, that itself would be grounds for a divorce without a ksuba. She forfeits a ksuba. No, if he didn't eat, then she still has rights to ksuba. Why? The matzis amra, she can be believed to say, misacheket hayisi bach. I was just playing a game. Ukshayisa bach, when you would come and about to eat it, then I would stop you dead in your tracks. So Rabosei, just keep this in mind. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. The Rush vacillates back and forth as to whether or not a woman who tries and makes an attempt to be machshel her husband, and befall she didn't succeed to do so, does she lose her ksuba? In the Maskona, the Rosh says she could always claim the whole thing was a joke, and as I saw at the end that you weren't going to eat the tevel, so I didn't have to tell you anything because you didn't eat it anyway. But had you put the tevel into your mouth, I would have stopped you. Okay, so that's a topic unto itself. Now we get to the main topic for today. How do we actually know that what she fed him is Tevel and she's lying? How do we know that she was Meshamashto Nida and she was lying? Ida lo yada, mina yada, lo tzricha di omar le, she said to him, ploni tiken li asakeri azeh, akri azeh, azal shayli vishtakach shikra. Now, what do those words mean, ishtakach shikra? The Gemara says that we know she's lying. How do we know she's lying? Ka'amri, the Yushalmi here in Ksuvah says the following. Kulu v'edim. All the cases mentioned in that Mishnah where we establish her as being Overes al Das Moshe, it's all based on Edim. Ploni Iserli, Ploni Ra Kismi. We'll come back to this word Kismi a little bit later because our Girsa has Dam, he has Kesem. Ploni Kotzli Chalasi, Ploni Hitil Nidri, Bodkin Kulun Vlomishtakrin. We check it out and we find out that the whole story was a bluff. How do we know it was a bluff, says Yerushalmi? Because two Eidim testify that it's a bluff. How do the two Eidim know she's lying? The answer is, you have to learn Perakamah Demakis. I'm just joking. Eidim Zomim, right? Eidim Zomim, the second pair of Eidim come in and they say, Mod Yisav, you couldn't possibly have seen the testimony. So you're telling me that Ploni Kohen was masaking the Kri at such and such a time in such and such a place. Ploni Kohen, Ploni Chacham was Matir, Matir, the Dam, at such and such a time in such and such a place. The Eidim come and testify that at such a time that Chacham was with us in a different city. He couldn't have possibly been Matir Yodam. Says the Rosh, Mashma, it seems from the Yerushalmi, the Ein HaMisake Neman Lomar Lo Tikanti La. If we go back to that Kohen that she specifies, and he himself denies that he was Metake in the Kri, that's not enough. Why? In Himakheshaso, if it's her word against his, then we have no reason to believe him and not her. That's the logic of the Yerushalmi, says the Rosh. Milsid the Mistaberhu, and it's logical here, if you happen to have the Mar Makomas, I would underline the next few words, we're going to come back to them over and over again. Heich Yafkia Mamon B'Eid Echad. The Torah says, Al Pishnayim Eidim Yokum Dov, she has a chazok on the Ksuba. If somebody comes to be mafsid of the ksuba, whether it's the Baal or some other testimony, you need two Eidim to be mafsid of the ksuba. It's like the case of a malva who's holding on to a shtar milva, and now somebody wants to say parati, and therefore the shtar milva is no longer valid. You would need two Eidim. Here also, she's holding on to a shtar ksuba. She has schusim in the ksuba. You need two Eidim to undermine her cheskas ksuba. He's chayv to pay the ksuba. And therefore, the fact that Eid Echad comes, even if it's that Kohen himself who says, I never was Masake in this Tevel, or the Chacham says, I never was Metayer this Dam, nevertheless, it's her word against his. That's not sufficient Eidus for her to lose her ksuba al Pishnayim Eidim. Therefore, the Yerushalmi insists that in this Gemara, in this Sugya, we're talking about two Eidim. Ela Eidim Tzarech, Kigon Sha'amra Ploni Tike Biosa Shah. She had originally stated that he, so and so, was Masakein the Kri at a certain time in a certain place. Ve'idu Eidim Sheba'osa Shah Lohaya Ploni Be'ir. He was outside the city. Oh, Im Abal Omer, he Omrali Shaploni Tikein Lo, Vehi Omer Slo Marti Lo. Let's say she denies that she ever told him that these Peros were Musarim. She denies that she ever told her husband that she was Tahora. The Baal claims that that's what she told him. She told him. Ein Abal Neman. Because again, the Baal wants to come to be Mafsid Har Ksuba. You need two Eidim. Im Lo Shia V Eidim Shamrala. So Rav Moshe, it comes out according to the Rosh in the Yerushalmi, you need two pairs of Eidim. Number one, you need one pair of Eidim to testify that in our presence she said Ploni, Tike Lias Hakri, Ploni, Tir Lias Adam. And number two, now I need another pair of Eidim that also Ploni, Biosa Shah was Chutz Leir. Vishamashto Nidei Chidomi, Idiyoda, Nifrosh, Idloyoda, Nismo, Iluya. Fine. And that's pretty much what I want to get out of the Rosh. Now, in the Rosh, you get the impression that less mind the poet. In other words, the Rosh just quotes the Yerushalmi, he interprets the Yerushalmi, he doesn't give you any clue that any of the Rishonim would say otherwise. But here I want to point out that the Ran quotes this whole business as Machlokas Rishonim. Says the Ran, Udi Amrinon, Kigon de Ka'ara Ish Ploni, Kohen, Tikin Li Sakri Ploni, Chacham Tir Li Sadam, Kida Amra Hachi Be'edim. So far, the Ran is reiterating what we saw in the Rush, and the Rush was building himself on Yerushalmi. The Oso Ploni Tikin Lo Sakri, Ubi Shailua Be'edim. So it means that the Edim testified that she sent this to the Ploni, and he was Matir, he was Matir, and the Edom now testify that it's not possible, that so-and-so did not Matir. There are Rashbas al-Kosav, Sha'al pi Kohen v'chacham bilvad, I would underline these words, Einam afsedes ksubasa. If the Kohen denies that he was Matakin the Kri, if the Chacham denies that he was Matir the Dam, Einam afsedes ksubasa, di'ein echad hu. One aid is not believed. Eladafka kshamra ish ploni tikein vitir biyom ploni. Asu aidim biyom imanu haya bimakum ploni. Oh, and he gives another alternative. Lo zozi yadenu mitoch yada velo tikein. During the course of the day we were with him 24/7, he did not come to be misakin your kree. In that situation, she loses her ksuba, because the Edom established that she lied, and she was machshel him in Tevel in Nidum. Aval al pi akoshas hakohen atzmo, if she says that this Kohen was misakin the Kri, and he comes and he denies it, einam afsedes ksubasa, deid echad hu. He's only one aid. And again, the emphasis here, as we saw earlier in the Rush, is on the hefsed ksuba. And as far as that's concerned, we need two Edom and Dine Mominis to be Mafkia, to be Mafsid HaKsuba. Ubi Yishalmi Nami Mefurash Dechein Gassin and Asa Vakula Bi Edom Ploni Kohen Isali Ploni Ra Kismi. Again, he has the gifts of Kesem. Is Batkinan Kulin. Here we're going on to page 2. Velomish Kachinan Adkan. This is a quote from the Rashba.
Because even though the Tamoiso, the Kohen is Neiman.
Say it again?
The Tamoiso, just that she should be Tamoiso.
Oh, so that's what we want to see now. So again, both the Rashba, quoted by the Ran, and the Rush that we saw earlier, both saying, based on the Yerushalmi, that in order to be Masid HaLiksuva, that seems to be the thrust of what they're saying, we need two Edim. The Kohen himself, or the Chacham himself, even though he's Makish, is not believed. To be mafsid of the ksuba, and Kolshkin the Baal is not believed to be mafsid of the ksuba when he comes and he says, "Well, you told me a whole ganze story." She denies that she told him that story. So we have to know, number one, that she made the claim of Ploni, and that has to be established by two Edom. Number two, we have to have two Edom that make it impossible that she could have received this heter from Ploni. But if the Kohen himself is Maktish, or the Chacham himself, that's not enough. Why? Because that's only Eid Echad. And she's not Mafsedes Ksubasa based on Eid Echad. Aval. Now, I'm going to emphasize the word Aval, because it's clear to me that the Ran, when he says Aval, is going to quote another Shita. A Shita HaCholekes. Aval midivrei Ramban zal nireh shakohen v'chacham neman. And l'chora, what that means, if I read this correctly, tell me if I'm wrong, neman what? Lafsid ksubasa. I mean, otherwise, why is the Ran presenting the Ramban as an aval? Meaning, the whole discussion of the Rashba, as far as whether the Kohen and the Chacham would be Neman, was only as far as Hefsed Ksuba. Now he's quoting the Ramban. It must be that the Ramban disagrees and holds that the Kohen himself, the Chacham himself, could be Mafsedes HaKsuba. How does the Ramban come up with such an idea? And he says shekach kasa beperek shvus ha'edus. There's a parallel sugi in shvus ha'edus. Kin amrina b'ksubis. Ploni tirli esa kesem. Ozel shayle vishtakach shikra. The Ramban puts all the emphasis on two words in our Gemara Ksuvas. Azil Shaile. What does Shaile mean? Who did we ask? The Kohen, the Chacham. It doesn't say Shaile Liedu. Says the Ramban, Alma, Afal Gavdi I Mehemna. Even though, as a general rule, the Sofra Lashis believed, and we rely on her testimony. But Kaven Sha'amra B'Shem Ploni, she's not testifying about herself. She's testifying about Ploni. That Ploni was Mitair Ha. V'Shaili, and we asked that Ploni, V'Amr, and he denies it, Shikrahu, is Lo Mehemna. Says the Ramban, V'Lo Matzis L'Meim, and don't interpret the Gemara that Ishtakach Shikral P'Edim, D'Akamar, the Gemara says to me, Azul Shaili. We asked the Chacham, and he denied the whole story. The Ramban says, you know where I get this from? Where's the compelling logic? It's in the sugya in Shavuos Eidus. What does it say in Shavuos Eidus? V'chein adin b'chol eid mipi eid. For example, in Misas HaBaal, Eid Echad is believed to say and testify that he saw that the Baal died. And what happens if the eid is an eid posel? Is afilu eid posel neman? Even an isha is believed in Misas HaBaal. There's a whole parak in Yevamos that's dedicated to this. But here's a case where the eid says, I heard about the death of the husband from another eid. I'm just telling you what I heard from another eid. In Baha Echad v'kofar. So Reuven is claiming he heard it from Shimon. Shimon comes along and denies that he ever said it. Is Ein Hasheni Ha'omer Bishmo Neman? Reuven is claiming that he heard it from Shimon is not believed. And the Ramban finishes his presentation by saying V'kach Kibalti Din Zeh. I have a Mesorah for my Rebbeim on this din. So at this point, Rav Ossai, it's crystal clear that the Ran is presenting a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba. The Rashba is telling us that the Kohen is not Neman, and therefore the only way that you can establish that she is Overis al Das is with two Edim. Nothing but two Edim can do it. The Ramban, says the Ran, is arguing. And the Ramban is based on a sugya called Eid Mipi Eid. That halacha is Eid Mipi Eid, the original Eid, Kakam and Vimachish, and the first Eid, who claims he heard from the other Eid, is not believed at all. If I'm coming to claim that I heard something from you, you have the right to deny that you ever said it.
His name was in the other person.
Correct. And here she's saying that, you know, that Ploni was Mitar, Ploni was Misakin, and now also Ploni comes and denies it. Says the Ramban, it's Eid Mipi Eid. And therefore she's not believed. So don't tell me that Eid Dover Shemerva, Eid Dover Shememama, and Pachas Mishnaim, you need two Eid Mipi Mafsad on the Ksuba. We have absolute certainty that she was lying through her teeth. And that's all we need. No. Because her claim is based on him.
Also, without it, it's supposed to be that she's like mekabel on herself what that he says. Then if because of that she's going to lose a ksuba, she's mekabel that according to what he's going to say.
Well, again, I don't think she's, you know, signing on the dotted line. When you say she's mekabel on it, I don't think she's excited about the fact that, you know, maybe he'll come and say that I deliberately lied and therefore I should lose her, you know, my ksuba. But you're right in one point here. I mean, she did put herself into a very precarious situation here.
What should she do? If that's the truth, what should she do?
So Bishleim, if there are two Edim, so the Torah relies on two Edim. But in the case of one against one, it's her word against his. So the Rashba, who's quoted earlier in the Ran, and the Rosh, who doesn't even bother quoting the Rashba, and they're all based on the Yerushalmi, says, Rekulu v'Edim. You know, you have to have Edim. But the Ramban's argument is that we have a halach of eid mipi eid, and the sugya establishes in the fourth perek of Shavuos that in eid mipi eid, we believe the original eid when he denies that he ever gave this eidus. Here too, if she's coming and saying, well, he told me that it's mutter, he was matired, then he can be machsh. Now the Ran adds one line at the end of this whole presentation. Says the Ran, the Efshar, the Maida Amrina B'Yushalmi. Now, I think what the Ran is trying to do is to reconcile the Yushalmi with the Ramban, because the Ramban is now, you know, in deep trouble. How could the Ramban argue against the Yushalmi? The Yushalmi says, Kulu B'Edim. Why not say, as the Ramban is Medayik, Osi V'Shaile? I mean, you could theoretically say that there's an achlokas here between the Babli and the Yushalmi, but the Ran would rather not go that way. He would rather explain the Yushalmi in such a way that even the Ramban could explain the Yushalmi. Says the Ran, but his language here is quite ambiguous. He writes, the Efshar demai the Amri b'Yushalmi v'kulim b'Edim. Lokai amai deka omar koi. Again, the language here is incomplete. I'm going to try. There's no kfiyat datit here. You know, I'm just going to suggest what I think I would add to a few words to this Ran to try to clarify what the Ran is saying. When he says lokai amai deka omar koen, Ella, right, he's just giving you the negative. So the Yushalmi is not talking about the case of the Ramban, where the Kohen denies that he ever said it, because in such a case the Ramban would argue, we don't need Edim. She loses her ksuba based on the fact that she is coming and quoting so-and-so and so-and-so is denying it. Ella, but so Ella said, tell me, what is the Yushalmi referring to? And I would suggest that what the Ran might mean is Ella amai dekomar baal. In other words, if the Baal claims that she is a liar, and it's his word against hers, says the Yushalmi, in such case we need two aid. In other words, what the Yushalmi, the way the Ran is suggesting, is pointing out that there's a special status, a special nemanus of that Kohen, that Chacham, but if it's the Baal doesn't have that special nemanus, and therefore the only way the Baal could establish and substantiate his claim that she was machshela so is with two eidim. It means that according to the Ran, there's no stira necessarily between the Yushalmi and the Ramban. They're talking about two different cases. If it's her word against his, for example, she denies that she ever said it, or he says he went back to the Chacham and he clarified that the Chacham never said it, so we don't know who to believe. She's not going to lose her ksuba in that case. And the Yushalmi adds the condition to have a kula b'eidim. He would only be able to substantiate her loss of a ksuba based on two eidim. But if the Kohen himself, the Chacham himself, denies that he said it or he did it, that's the Ramban, that he has a special status, he's believed. And you don't need two eidim. But the Yushalmi wasn't addressing that case. And that's what I think the Ran is saying. Now let's look at the Beis Yosef. So in Simon Kuf Pei Hei, and this we saw last week, but we only saw part of it. And at the end of Os Gimel, after a long presentation, he quotes our sugya in Ksubis. And what's the case in which she forfeits her ksuba, mishamash tonida, is a case be the omra ploni chacham tirlias akesem, vishtakach shikra, because of Aran, shemidivrei haramban, nire, shachacham nemot. Okay, now, at this point, you know, he hasn't yet quoted the Rashba. It's interesting. The Beis Yosef, in a sense, skips over that which we thought was more pashut. And the Rosh doesn't even mention the Ramban. and he jumps over to the Ramban. That's a little bit strange. Is we dibur Rabban nirish hachacham neman v'chein kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Ramban. Now watch this language here, and this it's a case. This is sort of what you were talking about before. V'chein kasav Rabbeinu Yerucham b'shem Ramban shachacham neman v'hitmeya. What do you mean hachacham neman v'hitmeya? He should have said shachacham neman v'mafsedes ksubasa. The afal pisha kos of Aran b'shem Rashba she'ein achacham neman the hasam b'may askinan b'da'asu edim the amru imanu haisa b'makom ploni. So now the Beis Yosef sort of, if you pardon the phrase, sort of wakes up out of his slumber and he says, wait a minute, I've been quoting to you the Ramban, but what about the Rashba? Says the Beis Yosef, the Rashba never denied the Ramban. Because the Rashba is talking about one thing and the Ramban is talking about something totally different. What's the Rashba talking about when the Rashba insists that he's not believed the Chochmah and he denies it? And you need Edim. Nira dahainu le'inyin hefseid haksuba. She'enu b'din she'afsidena al p'eid echad. Even though the Chacham has a lot of credibility, but he can't be mafsid al the ksuba to domashim b'mama. Amalach zika b'tuma moda rashba. V'hachi dayik lishnei t'lo ayriel le'inyin hefseid ksuba b'lvad. We underlined this before in the Rush and also in the Ran when they quoted this shita. That the Chacham doesn't have any nemanis, the Yerushalmi insists on two Edim, that's only because of Hefseik Suba. Says the Beis Yosef, a Gevaldige Chiddush. And that is, that as far as Tuma is concerned, even the Rashba would agree that the Chacham is believed to establish that she's Tmeya, and the Rashba never denied it. Now, what's going to be Rabosai? We'll see this in the Taz in one moment. If somebody else comes along and testifies that he spoke to the Chacham and the Chacham denied it, so it seems that in such a case, he won't be believed because it's his word against hers. The whole thrust of the Beis Yosef is to take the Rashba and bring him limshochoto, you know, to sort of seduce him into the territory of the Ramban, namely that the Kohen himself has a special status, the Chacham himself has a special status, because she's claiming that she heard it from him, from the Chacham. He was mitayer. Oh, says the Beis Yosef, the Rashba would agree that there is a special nemanis to the Chacham. But Bamedvar Mamurim, that's only as far as Tuma Levaila is concerned. Another person, a friend of Mensch, you know, Acher, would not be believed because it's his word against hers. But the Chacham himself would be believed, and if she becomes Tumei Levaila, and the Rashba never denied it. So Rabbo said there are two ways of going here at this point. One way is to assume that there's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba as far as Hefsek Ksuba is concerned. The Ramban says that the Kohen has special nemanus, and that nemanus goes beyond that of the Rashba. The Rashba limits that nemanus to Tuma Labayla, and the Ramban extends that nemanus, the special status of the Chacham, even as far as Hefsek Ksuba is concerned. That's one way of learning.
So the Sosa was holding on the Ramba on the Rashba?
Correct. In other words, well, I don't know about the Havanas HaRashba as much as the Havanas HaRamban. I think that's the main point.
No, it sounds like both of them agree that according
wait,
to...
Give me 1 minute, because I'll tell you the truth, I'm going to lose my... No, I want you to slug me up, but just give me a chance to summarize, I think, the way we're going here. The Ran, as we saw clearly, you know, the Aval on the top of page 2, that Aval indicates that there is a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, claims that there is no machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban. Mar Omar Chadav, Mar Omar Chadav lo pligi. According to the Beis Yosef, the Ramban is addressing the issue of giving the Chacham Nemanus as far as Tumah, and therefore the Rashba is not arguing with the Ramban. He also agrees that the Chacham is believed in a very unique way as far as establishing Hardin of Tum, of Tmei Labayla. And therefore, it seems to me, and here's where you might want to put up your dukes, I don't know, check me out again in the Beis Yosef, that the Ramban never went a step further. If the purpose of the Beis Yosef is to make Shalom, peace and harmony here, then according to Beis Yosef, the Ramban never went a step further to say that the special that modest the Kohen is as far as Hefzik Suv is concerned. Let's go back to basics. And you aim Dovashim Ramon Pachas Mishnayim. However, the Ran, who postulates machlokas between the Rashba and the Ramban, he's assuming that the Ramban went a step further. The Ramban did not only believe the Chacham vis-a-vis Tumah, but he also believed the Chacham vis-a-vis Hefzik Suv. That's what I have so far. What do you say? Think about it. Maybe you could say, I'm not sure that what I said is 100%. What?
But it sounds from the Rabbi Yosef that according to the Abban of the Ran, so the Rashba, they have an argument about the Rashba, and the Rashba holds it sounds like he doesn't agree with Bechan that it has a name on us.
Say again that who that Chacham has no name on us at all?
Yeah.
According to the Ran?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's quite possible. I don't know. But one thing is clear, that according to Beis Yosef, it's a Gevaldik Chiddush here, that even the Rashba agrees that Chacham has name on us, it's got to be Issa Tumah Labayla. And that you're right, maybe the Ran never knew about that. And therefore the Ran might possibly define the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rashba in the most extreme way. Betarti kamiflegi. Number one, they can argue about hefsek suba. The Rashba certainly denies the nemonis of the Chacham in hefsek suba, which the Ramban accepts it. And number two, even as far as asura, as far as tumah is concerned, it's one against one, and therefore the Rashba would insist that the Kohen doesn't have. In a word, according to the Ran, it could be the Rashba denies the whole story. From beginning to end, there's no such thing as special nemanis to the Kohen or to the Chacham. That's one possibility. But clearly, the Beis Yosef insists that the Rashba agrees that the Chacham has a special status of nemanis, but only vis-a-vis Tumah Labayla. Would the Beis Yosef agree that the Ramban went a step further and upgraded the nemonis of the Kohen even as far as Ksuv is concerned? Vesachlish, that I'm not sure. But certainly as we lay out the sugi, there's so many different possibilities here. Because one possibility would go to one extreme, the other to the other extreme, and then you could have a pshara right in the middle. So you might have one extreme which says the Chacham is believed silently Iser and Silemamin, Hefzik Suba. You can have another extreme which says that the Kohen doesn't have any special Nemanis. He's like any Eid Echad Bakhosh and he's not believed. Not for Ksuba, that's Upgaret, and not even Lituma Labayla. In the middle, you can have a compromise Shita. That maybe the Kohen is not believed Le'inyan Isur. And this is, I think, the agenda of the Beis Yosef. But the Kohen does have a special status to be believed as far as Tumah Labayla is concerned. Now, the Pella to me is that the Beis Yosef, with all his harva on this sugya, completely omits it in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya. If you take a look in Kuf Pei Hesif Gimel, he doesn't mention the whole story. Completely omits it. Who mentions it? The Ramah. And the Ramah says the following: Amra ploni chacham tirli kesem, v'chacham omer shehi mishakeres, ha'chacham neman. Okay, how far is he neman? And the answer is utmeahi. And if the proof of the pudding is he writes Beis Yosef, so it means that the Ramah codifies the Beis Yosef, which means that the Kohen does have a special status of nemanis as far as Tumah is concerned. Let's not go too far. We're not saying that she's going to lose her ksuba based on the Kohen, which certainly might be the Ramban's opinion. I don't know. Now let's take a look at the Taz. The Taz is focused on those two words of the Ramah, v'achacham neman. Nearly, says the Taz, dafka chacham atzmo. This is a special, unique nemanis that's granted to the chacham. Why? Kevan shiso meches olav. Sounds a lot like the Ramban's logic. Vishtakach shikra, the chacham denies the whole story. Masha'enkenim ena chacham lefanenu. Where's the chacham? We can't find. Ve'edechad meyid shachacham asar la. I was there to see that the chacham paskin that she's asura. Eino neman. He's not believed. Now, again, when we say he's not believed, this other person, what does that mean? Halach lemaisa. Is she muteris lebailo or asura lebailo? Again, the whole reason, the whole nemanis of the chacham is only li'isa lebailo. That's all we're dealing with now. There's no mention, there's no remez here, no footnote sending us Hilchos Ksuvos at this point. So we're purely talking about tumah lebailo. If somebody else comes other than the chacham, says the Taz, she's muteris lebailo. And he explains himself why. The amrina beperik sheni the ksuvus. Kol makom shemina Torah leid echad arekan shnayim. Whenever the Torah relies on one aid, he's neman kishnayim. And now the aid comes to the machish is ein shomim dvarim shal leid echad b'makom shnayim. Leid echad b'akchosh against two aidim is nothing. Kein hachinami ein oso aid neman lahachish oso she kishnayim. She has the status of two aidim, and he can't be machisha. Visu, the gamlin, the inyan's nus, ein eid echad neman li osra. What's he coming to say? That she's asura. So again, in the case of znus, that's a davar she'be'erev mamish. I mean, there he's coming to say that she had a relationship with another man, and that she was asura levayla. Says the Taz, a brilliant cop, who had din over here, the same thing should apply, because what are we saying? That he's going to have to divorce her because she was machshelis also benida. That becomes exactly like the case of zin. So we don't believe in eid echad. The hach nemonis de chacham kan, hainu dafkal inyan isur. Keep in mind that the Taz is focused on the last two words of the Rambam, utmeya hi. We believe the chacham in a very unique way, and we establish his tmeya. But as far as leinyan mavin can go lefzik subasa, eina chacham nemon yosem ishar ein echad, kein mavur midivri arash, the Perek HaMandir. So we saw already the Rosh in Perek HaMandir, and he emphasizes that there's no way, no how, the Chacham should be believed to be master of the Ksuba. We need to aid him for that. So I would suggest that the Taz is very, very similar to the Beis Yosef. Both are saying that yes, there is a special Nemanis to the Kohen to deny it, but yet both are saying that that's only Linyan Tuba Levaila, but not Linyan Hefseid Ksuba. Again, I could raise the old question, what would the Ramban say about that? I don't know. You know, the impression you get from the Ran, when you read the Ran, quoting the Ramban, is that the Ramban went a step further, and he said that the Kohen has absolute nemanis to deny the whole story. It's like aid me pi aid, and the original aid denies it, and therefore, she's a chakran. If she's a chakran, she should lose her Ksuba. But in the context of the Beis Yosef and the Taz, they seem to be creating some sort of a general, you know, opinion here, approach, halacha of a psak of both the Rashba and perhaps the Ramban as well, then we can grant the Kohen special nemonis as far as Isur v'Heter is concerned, but not as far as Dini Momos. Now at this point, Rabosai, I would like to introduce the Chelkas Mechokek, which is on your page 3. But where is the Chelkas Mechokek coming from? So in order to appreciate this Chiddush of the Chelkas Mechokek, which the Beis Shmuel is going to deny, we have to see the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra. So that's on your page 2. And in Simon Kuf Tes Vav in Hilchos Ksuvos, he has a list of Elu Yotzos Shalobik Suba, and We're interested, if you skip down to the third line, Shimshaso Nida, Vinodalo Acher, Kakgon Sha'amra Ploni Chacham Tiken Li Hakri Hazer, Ohita Li Chaticha Zu, Otir Li Hadam Hazer, Vinimtes Shakronis. So now, Rabosa, what are we dealing with here? Which of the two dimensions are we focused on? Not Tumul Abayil, but rather what? Hefseid, Hefseid Ksuba. This is in Hilchus Ksubas. Eliotas below Ksuba. And one of them is this woman who says that Ploni Achacham Tirli is Adam. And it turns out she's a Shakranit. And she was Masham Shaso Nida. And therefore, Alveris Aldas Moshe. And therefore, she loses Ksuba. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Dafka shehukhisha be edim. In order to engender a hefsei ksuba, you must have two edim. Kigon she idu sheba osa shah, shaamra sheploni tikin la lohaya oso ploni beir, vegam yesh edim, shaamra lo shu mesukan, vishu achlo al piha. So the edim testify three things. It could be one kind of edim, or it could be different kitos of edim. They testify that she told him, her husband, that it was Mesukan. He went ahead and he ate it based on her testimony. Then two Adam testified that the Ploni Almoni, this Chacham, was out of the city. He couldn't have possibly been Matayr or Bimataki. Aval im ein edim vehiko feresh shelo hachiloso, o shemakreshes hachacham shomer shelo tikein lo, v'yomer shetikein lo, nemenes. Nemenes means that she can have maintain her chazaka on the ksuba. Fine. Then he adds the line. You remember that the Rush at the beginning vacillated back and forth. What happens if she tried to be makshal him, but she wasn't successful? So the maskan of the Rush was that in such a case she doesn't lose her ksuba. That's what the mechaber adds in the last line. V'dafka sheikh shilasa v'yachal piyavol im ratzasal achilo davar iser lo ivda ksubasa. Which is very strange, the way the Machaber formulates this. I think the Rush would have said it a little differently. The Rush would have said that if she claims Meshata Yisibo, then she's believed. In other words, as soon as I saw that he was about to eat it, I would have stopped. I don't know, the Machaber seems to assume, you know, Ratzal Lachilo Dvarisa, as if to say we know that she won. So it's very good now. The Shulchan Aruch, if you take the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus Ksubas together with the Rabbah in Hilchus Nida, then you get the following picture. If I can make a harmony here between the Mechaber and the Rabbah, it comes out like this: that the Rabbah is saying in Hilchus Nida that if the Chacham denies it, he's believed, but that's only the Intumul Abayla. The Mechaber is talking here in Hilchus Ksubas as far as Hefsei Ksuba. He says here we don't rely on the Kohen, but rather we require two Eidim. And that's exactly what we saw in the Beis Yosef and also in the Taz, that Yesh L'chalik between the status of the Kohen and his Nemanis with regard to Iser V'Heter and his status vis-a-vis Hefsei Ksuba. Everything is fine and dandy until we take a look at the Rush and Shavuos. As I said at the outset, there are two parallel sugyas here about whether the original, you know, you quote somebody and he denies that he ever said it, whether we believe him or not. So the Rush that we started with in Perek HaMadir and Ksubas was of the opinion that the Kohen doesn't have any special emunas. We need to aid him. That's why the Rush quoted the Yerushalmi. He didn't even quote the Ramban Shita. It was only the Ran who quoted the Ramban Shita that there's a special emunah is granted to the Kohen. Yet the Rush and Shavuos, we get a whole different impression. Says the Rush and Shavuos, I underline the, I mean, you have to see the whole, Kosav Ramban Zal, Shekibel Kach, he had a Kabbalah, the Chol Eid Mipi Eid, Im Arishon Kofar, Ein Hasheni Ha'omer B'Shmo Neman, the Hevi Raya Meyahu the Amrina Biksubis, the Amra Ploni Chacham Tirli Asakesem, the Ozel Vishailu Vishtakach Shikra, Alma Afagav the Himehemna, Kavan the Amra Vishain Ploni, Vishailinu, the Amra the Shikra, who Lomehemna, Vichachim Mistaber. Unbelievable. The Rush in Mesechta Ksubis gives you one impression, and the Rush in Masechta Shvuos gives you an entirely different impression. There's an open and shut theory here between the Rush. Whereas in Masechta Ksubis, the Rush says that he, the Kohen, has no nemanus, we must have to aid him. He doesn't mention a word about the Ramban and the special status of the Kohen in 8 Mipiyed and the Kabbalah and so forth and so on. The Ramban is completely omitted. Here in Masechta Shvuos, he builds everything on the Ramban. The Ramban says 8 Mipiyed and the original aid denies it. Then we know for sure that the first aid is completely out, completely disqualified. And the proof, says the Ramban, as the Rush quotes it, is from the Gemara in Ksubis, which says that we ask the Kohen, right? Shaili le Kohen, and if the Kohen denies that he said it, he's believed. That's the Rush in Shavuos. And the Rush adds on two words, v'hachi mistaber. So how can it be that the Rush in Ksubis doesn't even have a footnote about the Ramban? He insists that the Kohen has no Ramban, he's only an Eid Echad, and we need two Eidim based on the Yerushalmi. And then in Shavuos he turns around quoting the Ramban that the Kohen is Nem. So this is the Kasha, the Pilpula Charifta, who's the super commentary on the Rush, and you'll find that in Masechta Shavuos. It's not in Bar Ilan. So comes along the Chelkas Machokek, and after proving that the Rashba himself is the same Stira, the Rashba himself in Masechta Ksubis, as we saw quoted already in the Ran, says that the Kohen has no special Nemanus. We have to have two Eidim, and that's the Yerushalmi. The Rashba himself on the top of page 3 in his commentary on Masechta Shavuos says that the Kohen is believed to deny the story. The Chacham is believed to deny that he was Mitar the Kesem. And he presents the Shita of the Ramban. Kidamina B'Ksubis. So what's going on? Comes along the Chelkas Machokek, and he says there's no stira. And again, Rabbo says there's a lot here in the Chelkas Machokek. I'm just going to focus on our point, especially since we don't have that much time. I underlined it. He says, "Va'rush b'ksubis b'perek hamadir lo kosav rak kigon shomer tiken li klomar shanira isi b'fanai tiken v'alkein ein nemon lakhisha she'ein ze eid mipiyet sharehi omer sharos o shetiken." Again, I didn't see this in the Rush, but that's how he wants to reinterpret the Rush. Otherwise, he sees the Rush as contradicting himself, one to the other. Says that Chelkas Mechokek, you know what the Rush is talking about when he says the Chacham is not believed? He has no special emunus. That's a case where she claims that she was there personally witnessing that this Kohen was misaking the Kree. Anira Isi Bafanai Tikan. And therefore, if he's going to be Makrish Har, that's not called Aid Me P8. She's testifying about something that she personally knows about. Shrehi Omer Sharasa Shatikan. Aval, now we get to the Rush in Perek. Ha Eidus was Eidus. The Omeres Ploni Chacham Tierli. He Eniodas im Tahorahi. She saw the dam. She doesn't know whether the dam is tahor or not. V'rak mipi chacham, her whole testimony is machmas hachacham. She is ba mikach hachacham. Is then hachacham nema lo melo amarti lo she tahori he kmo shekasev Ramban.
What's the difference if she witnesses that he did something? So the other case that he said something.
Oh, what's the difference? If she says, I witnessed it, so it's her word against his word. What special status does he have? If I say that these payrolls, I saw you being mafresh them in front of my eyes, and now you say, no, you aren't mafresh, what difference does it make? I saw you being mafresh. Gay tutmerefis, go do something.
I heard you say.
Oh, but if I heard you say something and you deny that you ever said it, that's already 8 VPA. In other words, the Chelkas Machokek wants to make a fundamental distinction here in order to be miyashiv all the steers. And he wants to say that the Ramban is built on the halach of 8 VPA. The first aid didn't see the Mises HaBaal, he only heard it, according to his claim, from the other aid, the original aid. The original aid comes and says, I never said it. That's where the Ramban says that the whole thing collapses. And for sure we believe the second aid, meaning the original aid, to deny it. But the Ramban would agree, and therefore there's no stira in the fact that Rosh quotes the Ramban, that if a person has yediyah atzmus, he has personal knowledge, then somebody can deny it, and then you have akash between one aid and against the other. The Chacham has no special status. We just want to read one more line because we sort of cut it off in the middle. That which the Mechaber paskins, that if the Chacham comes to the Machish, he's not believed. Hainu, that's the case of Biomeres Ra'isi Shetikin Akri. She says, I saw him be metaking the Kri. Lobo Meres Omar Li. Right? Omar Li. Because in the case of Omar Li, the Ramban is 100% right that she's coming Machmas, his testimony, and he's denying the testimony. So the whole, it's like you remove the foundation under the building, the whole building collapsed.
You're not arguing on the knowledge, they're arguing on the fact. He says he said, and he says I didn't say. They're not arguing on the knowledge of what he said.
No, but I'm saying, if she is saying, I heard him say something, that means my testimony is based on his testimony. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to the original source and say, was there such a testimony? Yeah, you got to ask the Baldover here. But in the case where she testifies that she saw the tikkun of the Kri, what difference does it make?
That's how the testimony becomes a stance. The question is that the way to look at it? To look at it that over here the testimony of what he did, and over here the testimony of what he said, and it's the same.
No, because I think the Chelkas Mechokek in his logic is very convincing. Why? Let's say that she saw somebody else who was misakin it, or let's say that she claims she didn't see his face, or whatever it might be. There's no nafkamina whether she herself did the Afrashas Trumas of Maestros or somebody else did the Afrashas Trumas of Maestros. She's testifying that she saw the Afrashas Trumas of Maestros. That pa'ula, she's testifying on. And therefore, if somebody denies that pa'ula happened, it's simply akasha. The special nemonis of Eid Mipi'eid, says the Chalitz Mechok in the Ramban, and the Rosh accepts it, and the Rashba accepts it, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts it, is when she's testifying Machmas Eid Duso. If she's testifying Machmas Eid Duso, then basically she's bringing his Eidus into Bezdin, so to speak. He's here in front of us, Kaviyochol, as a phantom ghost, and he's testifying, I was mitire this down. Yeah, that makes sense. If he's not here denying it. But if he's here denying it, how can that be Eidus? Says the Beis Shmuel, I don't know what the man is batting about. The whole premise of the Taz, that there's a stira in the Rosh, between the Rosh in Ksuvus and the Rosh in Shmuel Eidus. There's a stira between the Rashba in Ksuvus and the Rashba in Shmuel Eidus. Lo hayev lo nivra, la dam. There was never a stira. The Chelkas Mechokek is gebayt, you know, he's building castles in the sky with a beautiful lumbus, which in itself might be correct, but has nothing to do with what we're dealing with. Says the Beis Shmuel, Mar Amachada. The Rosh is talking about one thing in Masechet Ksuvos, and the Rosh in Amadim is talking about something else, namely. When you're dealing with the issue of Tumala Baila, that's where the Rosh accepts the Ramban that the Chacham has special nemanus. Was he Mitairah or was he not Mitairah? He denies that he's Mitairah, she's Asura. Had someone else come along and said that, you know, the Chacham was Mitameher, he wouldn't be believed. But there's a special status to the Chacham, that's the Rosh in Masechet Ksuvos. The Rosh in Shmuas Eidus, when he quotes the Ramban about Eid Mipi'eid, he's talking about what? About Ksuba. When it comes to F.C. Ksuba, there we need to aid him. So if it's her word against his word, she's not going to forfeit a Ksuba. Rabotai, the Beis Shmuel is very nice, except for one problem. If you take a look at the Rosh, they're all quoting the Masechet Ksuvos. The Rosh in Shmuas Eidus, let's go back to page 2, and with this we'll call it a night. the Rosh himself is saying, "Me'ahuti amrinim v'ksuvus, the amra ploni chacham tir li es hakesem, v'ozel v'shailish takach shikra, alma the afal gav dehi mehemna." Is Kavan the Omer Vishem Ploni Vishali is the Omer Shikra who lomehem. In other words, what the Rosh is quoting here in Masech the Shavuos is the Ramban who gives credibility to the Kohen, because she quoted the Kohen and he denies it, as far as Hefsein Ksuv is concerned. That's exactly what the Mishnah in Ksuvus is talking about. Elu Yotzos below Ksuba, says the Ramban, we found out that she lied. How did we find out she lied? Because we went and we asked the Ploni Chacham, and Ishtakach Shikri denied the whole story. So again, even though she's believed initially, but in this case, since she said it b'shem Ploni, v'shailu, and we asked him, v'yomer Shikri, he denied the whole story, is there lo mehemna? We don't believe her. The Russian Shavuos is explicitly addressing the case of Hefsek Ksuba. So again, let's just review. The Beis Shmuel wants to say that the Chalkas Mechokik made a major blunder over here because he presumed some sort of stira and he came up with two different mitzvahs, two different echatimtzes in order to be miashin the stira. He says there never was a stira. There never was a stira to begin with. I'll just quickly, because we have to go, but I'll just quickly read the main line in the Beit Shmuel, because I didn't get a chance to underline this. You'll see on line 4, he says, "Ubechelkas mechokek," at the end of line 4, "Hiksha divrei arosh sosrim zeitzevish tamitase minei divrei arosh," but he missed something. He missed the rush. And basically what the Beit Shmuel is saying is that if you look at the Beis Yosef in Yoredei Kuf Pei Hei, you'll see that the words of the Rosh in Ksuvus, when he says that we don't believe the Kohen, that's as far as Hefsek Ksuv is concerned. But as far as Iser is concerned, he agrees to the Ramban that she's Asura Labaila. So it means there's no stira here in the Rosh. Because, as I said before, Mar Amrachad, Mar Achad, the low plea, you were going to accept the Ramban and elevate the status of the Chacham to have Nemanus, but that's only as far as Issa Labayla is concerned. But as far as Ksuv is concerned, there, the Rosh is always going to insist that to be Mafsid Havik Ksuba, we need two Eidim. All that is fine and dandy in the Beis Shmuel. I have a great deal of difficulty reading that into the language of the Rosh in Shavuos. Okay, then. So perhaps next week we'll be mashlim a few points here. If we have, there's an interesting bir agra which I have for you on page.
It's a logical chilek if Aiden Mekied is really that she's being tola her whole nemanus in him, but she's only doing it when she comes legabe. She's only doing it legabe being matar herself for the bar. So I can hear that when we're going to give him the nemanus, the dafka legabe, legabe the bimatar, legabe ksuva.
Right, she's bringing him as an aid
legabe in the tumma.
Right, legabe in the tumma.
That's why she's being tola her nemanus in him, legabe ksuva.
Even though she's claiming that the aid was matar, but it's only the Gael
in Yitzhak. She's been, because if the logic of Eid is she's been toiler her whole nemonis in him, so that's only uncommon that she's been doing, she's going to do that.
Right.
And I suppose the Ramban's going to say that once she's doing it, the.
The only thing I don't understand is when you say that she's been toiler the nemonis on the Aid.
Her claim to being Tahar is because this guy was Matar to me. So that is
I'm not willing to say that according that she's granting their bonus to him. In other words, he's now denying that he ever. She still insists that he's lying when he says that I never was Matar the Tahar. She insists that he was Matar the Tahar.
Right. But
as far as the relevancy is concerned, right. Maybe the relevancy is limited to Issa Beheter.
Right.
and it has no bearing on ksuba.
Right.
So as far as isuba heter is concerned, the chacham has a special status of nemanus because basically she's bringing his edus into the picture, and she's saying that he was made litara, and he's saying no, I was made lituma. So we go back to his edus. As far as ksuba is concerned, we need two edim, and with all due respect to his claim that she was that she lied and she, that he was metalia, that's not going to be strong enough to be mafsilos. So the Beit Shmuel assumes that there is no stira. The Chachas Machok assumes there is a stira, and the Chachas Machok, in order to get out of the stira, is only able to do that with an umkibta as to what we're talking about.
And the whole
it's a pretty fascinating sugya.
The whole anokh that you need two edim to remove a ksuva from it.
Right.
What's that?
That's what's called a cheskas mom.
Right, but she's not muchzak in the money. He's the muchzak in the money. She's got
No, but she has shibud.
In other words, she's muchzak. She should be. That's the shama vitzila. Come on, the gov.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you need that, but I think in general, when someone has is holding on to a cheskas chiyuv with a shtar, and you want to pass it a shtar and undermine his cheskas chiyuv, you're going to need two edim for that. In other words, the Chachamim will be Zakah of the Ksuba until you can prove that she was Veres Aldas Yehudis or Veres Aldas Moshe.
Right.
So in order to be Master of the Ksuba, which the Chachamim gave her the Ksuba, you're going to have two Eid.
Right.
Yeah. The Ramban is only saying that there's a special halacha of Eid Mipi Eid. That the reason why we're going to be Master of the Ksuba is because we know she's lying.
Yeah.
How do we know she's lying? Because she's quoting Ploni as her aid, and he's denying that he ever gave that aid. Is that case, we know that she's lying, and that's the whole sugya of aid mipa. That when the original aid denies it, we know that the whole story is a bluff. And therefore, if she lied, she was machshel him with Teva or with Nida, and she loses Aksuba. Now, the Ramban is arguing this is not a normal case of Darsh and Mama, you know, we need two Aiden to Motsi Mama. This is a whole different case because here's a case where we're just trying to clarify with certainty that she was Machshel here and she was over Saldas Moshe. And the Ramban says from the Sugya of Aiden and Piyad, you see clearly that we have absolute certainty that she's not believed and that he is believed and he denies that he was Machshel and therefore she was Machshel.
Yeah. Thank you.